It's me. Oh, yes. Hugs are nice. I love how much bigger you are than I am. You always lift me up when you hug me. I'm going to miss that. Oh, I just meant that I've missed you. A lot. Can I come in? Where have I been? Oh, yeah, that's kind of why I'm here. I'm not sure that we can be friends anymore. No, it's nothing you've done. I just don't want to cause you problems. You seem happy with your girlfriend, and I don't want to mess that up for you. Yeah, she was really worried that I was going to screw up your relationship and somehow make you miserable. She came to see me, and we talked. She told me what you really thought about me, so I decided to stay away. But then I got to thinking, and I felt like I should at least say goodbye in person. It would be rude if I just ghosted you. What did she say? She said that I was creeping you out by hanging around you all the time. That I was a perverted little slut and it was obvious that I loved you. That I always looked like a little boy in these baggy clothes and that was why you would never, ever be attracted to me. You don't remember saying those things? But she is your girlfriend, right? I mean, she wouldn't just make something like that up to keep me away, would she? Well, I mean, if I'm honest, she is kind of right. I am a little bit of a perv. I keep it pretty well hidden. And you know me. I'm really shy. I was just afraid to admit it until she said it to my face. How am I a pervert? Do you really want to know? Well, I guess it's okay to tell you since I probably won't see you again. Do you see what I'm wearing? Yeah, it's your hoodie. Remember when you loaned it to me? It got really cold suddenly and I wasn't dressed warmly enough, so you just gave it to me. It was your favorite. Girls don't forget things like that. And you never asked for it back. Here. No, I can't keep it now. It reminds me too much of, well, you. Even after I washed it, I could still smell you on it. It makes me feel safe and, well, turned on. If I wear it all day, I have to get myself off, you know, a few times. Sometimes it's so intense I can't wait until I get home and I have to use a public bathroom or do it really quietly on the bus. I'm sorry, I didn't want to shock you. It's true though. I just thought maybe you'd want to know before I left what you do to me. I think maybe you might know already. You like seeing me wear it. I can always tell. Because you get a little smile. It's like you're satisfied to see that I'm in it. Like you kind of own me. I like feeling owned by you. And you hug me more and put your arm around me. I like that too, so I end up wearing it a lot. Oh, I guess I'm kind of pathetic, huh? I want to give it back, because I don't think I could wear it anymore without being sad. Anyway, let me just take it off. What? You're looking at me really strangely. Well, yeah, I'm topless. I really like the feel of your hoodie against my skin, so I don't wear anything underneath it. I've got a spare shirt in my bag for the walk home. Yes, of course I have breasts. They're small and kind of just fit in my hand. See? But I guess since you think I look like a boy, then you don't really want to see them. I'll just put my shirt on and... Why did you stop me? Oh. So I guess you kind of like them, little and perky? Huh. That's not what your girlfriend looks like. She seems like she's really big, and that they might sag a bit. Well, I mean, if I'm going to be leaving, there's no harm if you want to touch them, or whatever. Yeah. That made me really shaky. I need to sit down on your bed for a while. Sorry. No, that's how I always feel when you touch me. Your hands on my breasts are just too much. I could lose control. Your girlfriend doesn't make those noises when you touch her? Maybe she's just not as much of a slut as I am. I mean, I sit at home and I wonder what your cock would look like. I imagine tasting it, taping it deep in my throat, and then I touch myself until I... Well, you don't want to hear that. Sorry, I keep forgetting that you aren't attracted to me at all. What would you do if I took your cock out right now? Well, I really wouldn't want to interfere in your relationship, but I'm just... Oh, I'm so turned on and confused right now. I'd probably just get on my knees, look up at you, and suck it. I wouldn't even put my shirt on first, but you probably wouldn't even want that. Oh, you just did it. I see. Oh, it's very nice. I really just want... I just really want to taste it. Amazing. If I was your girlfriend, I'd always want to have your cock in my mouth. It would really be... probably be really inconvenient for you. I'd always be asking you to gag me too. Well, I am kind of a slut, right? And I'm just so small compared to you. Look, it barely fits in my mouth. I've always known that if you wanted to, you could do whatever you wanted to me. I wouldn't be able to stop you. And that always gets me really, really hot. Why are you putting your hands in my hair? Are you... Oh my god, yes.
please. You can do whatever you want, Clay. Since you won't have to see me anymore. That way, I can think about this when I touch myself later. She doesn't like to do this, really? And she hates tasting your cum? Even thinking about you coming in my mouth has me so wet. She's really missing out. Oh, that's right. You can't see that in these baggy jeans. Let me just take them off. Yeah, you can really see how soaked these panties are when I spread my legs for you. It outlines my little pussy really well. Do you want to see it a little closer? Okay, let me just get these off, then I'll sit back on your bed so you can get a really good look. I like to keep it well trimmed in case I get to show it to someone I like. No, it's not just for sex. I actually really get off on just being naked in front of you. I'm such a filthy little slut. I can't even resist touching myself right now. So hot. Touching myself in front of you while you stroke your big, thick cock. I mean, yeah, I really do think it's big. Doesn't your girlfriend think so too? Or maybe it's just because I'm so small. I mean, it looks like it'll barely even fit in my tiny, tight hole. I don't think you'd actually like fucking me, though. Even being this wet for you. You'd have to push really hard to get inside. And I'd be so tight, it would hurt. It's funny that the idea of your cock stretching me out, hurting me, it really excites me even more. I don't mind at all. But you aren't a perv like me, so I understand if you aren't interested. You're just pushing me down and getting on top? I'm struggling, but I can't get free. You're so much bigger than I am. I'm helpless, and that makes it so much, so much better. Wait. I feel you pushing in. It's
fucking pig. No. No, don't slow down. It's okay. Please. You don't have to be gentle. I'm not your girlfriend. You can just... you can just use me, okay? Just use me. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're too big. You're too big, baby. Oh, God. Oh. No. Oh, it fucking hurts. It hurts so good. Oh, please. Oh, you like it? You like hurting me? Oh, that's good. I want you to hurt me. This is how I've always imagined it'd be. Ow. What? What? She doesn't think that you're that big, but you barely fit inside of me. Ow. Maybe she doesn't understand how lucky she is. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she doesn't appreciate you like I do. Like I always would. Come on, me, baby. Keep going, baby. And my pussy in my mouth. I'm safe. And even if I wasn't, it's not like I could say no. Please. Give me your cum, please. Please, I promise. I'll be a good little slut. Just come for me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just like that. Fuck. Yeah. I guess that's it then. Just, you know, please remember that I love you. I do. I love you. She was right about that too. I love you. I really only want you to use me like this. I only want to suck your cock. I only want to submit to you. And I only want you to stretch my tight little pussy with your wonderfully thick cock. So I better go then. Don't worry, I won't bother you or drop by again or anything. I just wanted to say goodbye properly. Hey, I can't leave when you're holding me so tight like that. You're so strong. I guess I have to stay here in your arms until you let me go. She's not your girlfriend anymore? Since when? Just now? Well, then who exactly is your girlfriend? Ooh, me? Oh, maybe you should tell her to stay away then. She seems like she could be a lot of trouble. Oh, and I'd like to keep the hoodie, if that's okay.